You know what this is? It reminds me of something. Let me get the clip. Hold on. I pulled it up earlier. Let me play it for you. Maybe you'll recognize it.
Our guests are arriving on time, to the second.
They always do. And you always act like it's a miracle.
My dear Tattoo, when each guest is paying $50,000 for a 3-day stay on Fantasy Island, he or she deserves miracles.
Right, boss.
Fantasy Island. You keep listening to these people. They keep lying to you. They keep hoodwinking you, and you can continue to listen to them. And when it's all said and done, they're going to fuck you at every turn, as they have. It's Fantasy Island, thinking that you're going to get your life back. They have no plans whatsoever under any circumstance of giving you your rights back. They never do. They never give stuff back that they steal. That's why they're master criminals. It's very fucking basic. It's very frustrating, too. Try to break through to people. It's like you have to climb a mountain every day to try to get through to people. They play on your good nature, folks. They know that you're good people for the most part. They play against that. They're con men. They're con women. Play the Joker and the thief. We just listened to today. Which one is de Blasio and which one is Cuomo? Pick one. Doesn't fucking matter. And right on cue, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, it's time to impose vaccine requirements. I don't even want to go into that story. Because the next one's even worse. And this is somebody who has really escaped criticism. The National Institute of Health Director, Dr. Francis Collins, another criminal. This is Fauci's boss, so to speak. Although Fauci really is probably this guy's boss. This dope. Parents should wear masks at home to protect young kids. Yeah. The masks, by the way, who have pores in them. Even not the N95 mask. Yes, the N95. We said this going back March and April 2020. Two fucking key months for this podcast. It turns out we're way ahead of the curve. The masks... The pores in the mask are larger than the coronavirus. Okay, particles, which means like a screen door trying to stop water. This has nothing to do with protecting you. This has to do with you being afraid and submissive and under control. And these guys are laughing at every dope walking around with a fucking mask. They don't protect you from anything. They harm you, as a matter of fact. Physically harm you. The question is, do they do more harm to the folks that have already had these jabs? And is that by design? That's an interesting question. No. Again, one we posed on here 15, 16, 17 months ago. And this guy's actually sitting there with a straight face saying that parents should wear masks around their kids. Oh, why would they say that? So kids grow up knowing that their parents are bitches of the state, that they're cowards, that they're submissive, that they're fucking puppets. So they can grow up and be good puppets too. You don't think that's the point? And this guy stands up there, this stealth ninja when compared to Fauci. This little ninja criminal who's stayed under the radar, sticking his head up now, like the gopher in Caddyshack, looking around. Is it okay to say something crazy now? It's my cue. Dr. Collins, you're on stage. Get on your mark. He wants parents to wear masks in front of their kids because it's clear that the Delta variant is capable of causing serious illness in kids. No, it's not. No, it's not fucking, it's not clear at all. There's nothing clear about it. I mean, where's the science? Where's the stats? Oh, they don't have any. Just because they say so. You got a 99.8% chance of recovery from COVID. Kids are not a risk. I've already said that. Of dying, etc. It's treated. But again, because it's about unvaccinated children. Yeah. The head of the National Institute of Health suggested Tuesday that parents wear masks at home to protect unvaccinated children. So let's punish the kids, right? Because they're not vaccinated. And then we can, no kid wants to watch their parents wear masks. So we're going to go get you, Johnny and Mary, get in the station wagon. We're going to go get you your mystery injections so we can be a normal family again. Is anybody with a fucking brain listening to these criminals and running their life by these criminals? You're stupid. You deserve what you get. And you're the problem. You're the exact problem why this country's all fucked up. You're stupid people. There are too many dumb people in this country. Too many robots. Too many subservient sleestacks. You're fucking it up for the smart people out here and the hardworking people that understand that they're getting played. Where's Darwin when you need him? It is extremely rare young people being sick by the virus, but this fucking guy is telling people, parents, to wear masks. It has nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with medicine. It has nothing to do with reality. It's a script. It's bullshit. It's the fear bus. The enemy lines here are very fucking clear of who is on what side. It's very clear. In fact, what used to be blurry and perhaps foggy is no longer blurry and foggy. Every day, they further define the line. Parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and their recommendation is to wear masks as well. I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it's the best way to protect your kids. No, it's not. It's so fucking stupid. Masks don't fucking work. Oh, but this peer-reviewed study about masks said they do work. Peer-reviewed study? Who pays for these fucking peer-reviewed studies? Who pays for these studies in these medical journals? There's 20,000 medical journals in the world. You know that, right? 20,000. And they're funded in large part by Big Pharma. So what the fuck could go wrong? Including all the big name ones. What could go wrong? You got the CDC recommending that anyone over age 2, regardless of the vaccination status, should wear masks in public indoor settings. And now they're saying parents should wear masks too. Why? How is it a danger to kids who are unvaccinated, if kids who are vaccinated have to wear masks? What? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. It's so insane. It doesn't even logically make any fucking common sense. This is what this idiot says. And this is what the CDC says. just a couple weeks ago. If your child is younger than 2 years old and cannot wear a mask, limit visits with people who are not vaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown, and keep distance between your child and other people in public. Because what? On your knees, dog. Yeah, on your knees, dog. Right. Let's start it over again because this is fucking perfect. Oh,
behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Get on your knees, dog. That's what you are. You're a fucking dog to these people. You're not even a dog. You're livestock. You're cheap livestock. At least a good dog is expensive. You're cattle. That's all you are. You're fucking cattle. That's all we are out here. It's fucked up. Getting goddamn sick of it, I'll tell you that. It's a story on Pain TV, Pain.tv. College vaccine mandates highest court yet affirms Indiana university requirement. Why are you going to a school that's selling you out? So you can see you graduate from it? Transfer somewhere where you can breathe and be treated like a human. Let me tell you something right now. A college degree is a college degree no matter where you get it. I see kids from all different places doing well as adults. With or without college degrees, you don't need a college degree. You got to be a worker. You got to break your hump. Big school, small school, doesn't matter. Get the fuck out of these shitholes that want you to pump poison in your arm. If you perceive it as poison, then it's poison. So you can have the privilege of paying them through the nose for your shitty education. And be preached to by a bunch of assholes who see things one way and teach you that way through a liberal prism, and you're in a liberal prison. You just don't realize it, and you're paying the bill. Well, I guess it's a good primer for the rest of your life as a taxpayer. May want to re-examine that relationship as well. I need a drink. Bow down to the, bow down to the king. Into the dirt. His will be done. Now feel your fear. There can be only one. Bow down. Which one is it, Fauci? Is he the king of kings? Or resident Biden? Not my king. Two kings in my world. One's upstairs. One's buried in Memphis. Now we're getting serious now. This is political intel, political analysis is one thing, but now it's getting real. Headline, bacon may disappear in California as pig rules take effect. This is insanity. Now they want to take your bacon away. Maybe that'll get you off the couch. thanks to a reworked menu and long hours, Jeannie Kim managed to keep her San Francisco restaurant alive during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. Oh, and you dopes in New York who don't let vaccinated people in? We should have a fucking high school marching band come down the street and celebrate when you close up shop and go bankrupt. Let me know when you guys go belly up. Maybe I can buy one of your freezers at a fucking discount rate. Be on the lookout, folks, out there for these woke restaurateurs who are going to be thugs of the state de facto. Get some good deal on stainless steel kitchen items and appliances when they shit the bed. The fact that this restaurateur in San Francisco works so hard to keep her business alive makes it all the more frustrating that she feels her breakfast-focused diner could be ruined within months by new rules that could make one of the top menu items, bacon, almost impossible to get in California. As we play pigs, three different ones, and Pink Floyd. Well, there's more than three different pigs. Political pigs, political animals in D.C., as well as California. And you're seeing it play out here. Speaking of pigs in a poke, these guys just want to keep poking you and provoking you. While you sit there like the Pillsbury fucking doughboy. Our number one seller is bacon, eggs, and hash browns, said Kim, who for 15 years has run Sam's American Eatery on the city's busy Market Street. It could be devastating for us. I've eaten here. This is fucking places for real. At the beginning of next year, California will begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition. Animal welfare. Now everybody's on. Everybody gets welfare in California except the homeless. Well, that's not true. They got $60,000 tents in San Francisco. Maybe they can Noah's Ark, some of the wildlife into the tents, too. California will begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2018. Oh, congratulations. You guys fucked yourself again. I mean, you know, at some point, stupid people have to pay for their stupid decisions. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Whatsoever. You you vote for an asshole, right? It's really incredible in a way. You vote for an asshole, you try to vote him out, Newsom, with a recall election, then he locks you down. Try getting out to the polls. He gives you money, and he locks you down. And starts clamping down on you in California right around the recall election. Oh, that's not. You think that's rigged? At the beginning of next year, California will begin enforcing animal welfare proposition. It requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. Veal calves? What does this have to do with Hillary Clinton? And Loretta Lynch? I mean, anyway, I'll be here all week. Literally. National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. I don't know why they keep mentioning it. It always comes back to Oprah, right? Unless the courts intervene or the state temporarily allows non-compliant pigs to be sold in the state and non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose almost all of its pork supply, much of which comes from Iowa, and pork producers will face higher costs to regain a key market. They're going to bleed you. Again, animal welfare organizations for years have been pushing for more humane treatment of farm animals. Yeah, we have to be nicer the way we slaughter animals because we fucking survived for over 200 years eating motherfucking meat. Instead, we all have to take our clothes off like Bill Clinton, tie fig leaves to our ass and private parts, and forage around the forest and eat fucking grubs, puddle water, and leaves. What kind of a normal person comes up with this fucking thing, though?
I'm a vegan. I only eat... I'm a vegan.
Yeah, right. Sure you are. Here's a plate of bacon just came out of the oven. I'll wave this in front of you, a little fucking Guantanamo Bay style. A little Gitmo action. We'll see how long you can be a vegan for. Let me read that again because it's completely insane, by the way. Animal welfare organizations have been pushing for more humane treatment of farm animals. They're going to be slaughtered and consumed by Americans. What are we supposed to do with these guys? Throw them in the backseat of the fucking car? Take them to the movies?
Speak kind to them before you put a pneumatic bullet in their heads, please. Thank you. Oh, you weren't kind to them. You could be facing a fine. We don't like the way you swung that cleaver at the chicken. Seems like you have a lot of pent-up aggression. We're recommending your organization be fined and you go to counseling. Family, chicken, counseling.
With little time left to build new facilities, inseminate sows. It always comes back to the Clintons, doesn't it? Hey, what the Clintons do in their bedroom is their business. How dare you? It's hard to see how pork industry production can adequately supply California, which consumes roughly 15% of all pork in the country. Well, just look at their budget. We are concerned about the potential supply impacts and therefore cost increases, said Matt Sutton, the public policy director for the California Restaurant Association. California's restaurants and groceries use about 255 million pounds of pork a month. There's a Bill Kristol joke in there somewhere. But it farms and produces only 45 million pounds. According to our friends at Rabobank, a global food and agricultural financial services company, check out Rabobank online. The stuff that they make public is good. The real good stuff, you have to subscribe. We used to subscribe to it at Citigroup. Man, fucking guys are serious. Good intel. Even the free stuff they put out, grab it. Digest. Rabobank, Rabobank. We've talked about them many times on Hotwire, which is a level on Pain.tv. The National Pork Producers Council has asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture for federal aid to help pay for retrofitting hog facilities. That's not going to happen. The USDA is just another arm of the fucking Biden administration, and they're happy to fuck anybody over if it gets in the way of their Green New Deal and everything else. You know what's going to happen? If you want pork in California, you're going to pay another 35, 40% for it. I don't see it going up less than 20% when you factor in the cost, wholesale cost, supply from suppliers to animal farms to suppliers to wholesalers. By the time you look at it, 20, 30%. We'll call it 30% higher. What does that do in restaurants? Cripples them. They're already on tight margins. They're digging out of a massive hole created by the government. Massive financial grave. You could see 50%. You could see more. It's just basic fucking economics. They're going to cut the supply in a state. It's going to skyrocket. It's just me shooting off the cuff. Now, there's no proof what I just said. It's just experience and understanding commodities and basic economics. What do we got lined up here music-wise? I don't think I have anything picked out. You know, I was getting pissed off here a few stories ago. Every now and then. You know, you should be getting pissed off too, man. You really should. You should be feeling that way as well.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All the good times that you saved. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool? In the summer.
Be feeling that way too, man. Let's continue here. It's a very important story for many people. Hey, fuck politics, man. They're fucking with their bacon. Hey, you touched my life. You also took the bacon from myself and my wife. If half the pork supply was suddenly lost in California, bacon prices would jump 60%. There you go. Meaning a $6 package would rise to about $9.60. According to a study by Hadamaya Group, a consulting firm hired by opponents of the state proposition. Oh, you mean there's actually been a study done in proof and numbers and facts and data. Unlike anything the government says about the Delta variant and coronavirus. We said so just believe us. You subservient pieces of shit. Oh, you can't say anything because both of our feet are on your neck? At one typical hog farm in Iowa,